Okay. So what are we doing? You're learning together, Yaakov and the... We're going to go back a little bit about if you enter on the 14th. We started yesterday and it got a bit rushed. It's seven lines up and Dalad on the Dalad. Seven lines up from the bottom of Dalad on the Dalad. Yeah, we did it yesterday, but just do it again. So somebody rents his house, a house on the 14th. Chazkos in Bodo, or in Chazkos in Bodo? Can we assume that it's had a bdiko or not? The might have given him. What's the whole big shayla? We don't ask shaylas for no reason. They shayla. Go and ask the guy who rented it whether or not he cleaned it. So we're answering, the person wasn't there, so you can't check it up. So you can't ask him. So now we need to know, do I have to do bdiko? Matruchi lahai mai. Do we bother, burden this person to do a bdiko or not? Omro Rav Nachman Yitzchok Tanitor. Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, there is a braisa. It says in the braisa, Hakol Nemanim Al Birchomet. So this is a little bit of a tricky braisa. And that's where we got a bit stuck yesterday. Hakol Nemanim Al Birchomet. Everyone's believed for Birchomet. So the original understanding we're saying is that we can't really believe them. So if we're believing them, it means we can manage without them as well. That's the hanocha that we're taking on. They can't be talking about that. We need to believe them. That it's because of them, that's why the house...
Could the staff not be understood that we would trust the landlord?
Right, right. That's what we're trying to say. That we're trying to prove from the fact that you say that they are believed, it must be that there's really a presumption beforehand that the house has been checked. And they're just tipping the scales. So why do we need to ask them at all? So he saw in Tosfos that as much as you can try and find out, you should try and find out. But really, their words aren't going to make or break anything. The real reason why we can be makel is because we can assume that that landlord did it already. So that's what the Gemara is trying to prove. Afterwards, the Gemara is going to be chayzer from this. So don't say afterwards, hey, I told you the other way. No, afterwards the Gemara is going to be chayzer. But at the moment, that's what the Gemara is holding. So how can the manim al biyochomit? I feel the nosim, I feel the avodim, I feel the
tani. But this is national belief, etc. That means, presumably, they saw him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're giving Adas what they saw. Again, at the end of the Gemara, it's going to be not like that. At the end of the Gemara, not going to be like that. But at the moment, that's what we're saying. So, but my tani, why they believed? Lav meshum zechizkos ibodok. Isn't it because we can assume that the house was really checked? Like Moshe Peretz of a find. Why should we assume so? Because we can assume that everyone is a chave when it comes to Dikas Chomet. Everyone is reliable when it comes to Dikas Chomet. If a guy's got an obligation to do Dikas Chomet, we can assume he did it. The Tanya, similar to what we find in a Braisa, the chave shemes. If the Talmud Chacham was nifta, v'niach magura meleya perit, he left a granary full of fruit. Avidein b'nei yoyman, even if they're fresh. Ayim b'cheskiz misukonim. We can take on that they are misukin. Why? Because a chave doesn't leave things untithed. So too, anyone won't leave a house unbodoked. Yeah, not bodoked, not checked. Okay, so that's where the Gemara is holding. So we are right, that's what the Gemara wants to say. We are right, that what? The hakel, the money that we can take on, the person did the bdika. So if that's a good word on the same page here. So now here it comes, the Gemara is going to try and knock it away. Mimai, what's the right? Zilma, perhaps, Shani Hocha, maybe the reason why we can rely on these noshim, Avodim Tan, the reason why you can take on and not do a bdika, is Mishum the Kamiyani, because they said, maybe it's their word that is making and breaking. Maybe it's them that is giving us the schus to rely and take on that the house has been checked. That really maybe the balabais we can't assume that the deacon. But here we can because we've got one of these three people telling us that the house has been checked. So the Gemara, Otu Amir Dahani Midi Mashosha Isve, I don't understand. Well, these people have any strength, the edus of these these people, does it have any weight? They're not worth anything. It can't be that because of them we are being meikel, because they don't have any weight. Their eidus doesn't have weight. Nosim avodim ketanim. So it must be, if the eidus doesn't have weight, if the eidus doesn't have weight, so what must it be? Why is it, if the eidus doesn't have weight, why is it that we're relying on them? Why is it that we can take on and not do a bdikah? Because we can assume that has to be checked, must be. So we've got back to where we're saying, you see, can rely, the Baal HaBayit did it. Says the Gemara, Elamai, must be, you're saying, Techeskos Rebodok. If that's true, then the words of the Braisa are wrong. Remember, the words of the Braisa are Hakil Nemonim. Everyone's got Nemonos. Now, according to what we're saying, it's not really true. They don't really have Nemonos. We can assume that has to be checked. The words Hakil Nemonim are incorrect. Hi Hakil Nemonim, Usam Anechem Alechai. Hakil Nemonim, Motcha, we're doing Chazara. I don't know if you got, did you get one of these?
I'm not sure.
You're going to have it.
I don't know what there was in it. I thought it was cooking it up, and I just thought, yes, you said you go around and around. I just thought the past few days, I keep saying it's
blocked. Oh, no. So, really, we're doing Chazara. I'm learning with whoever wants to learn with me, Chazara. But we can run, do with Chabrusas, and Ariel. So, we're in the middle of Dalad Amad Veis. So, the Gemara says, if we're saying, now the reason is because, back to where we're holding, if we're saying the reason is because the house has got a presumption that it's been checked, then the price is wrong. Why does it say Hakil Nemonim that they all believe? That's not the point. Korabatim Bechetkes Bedukim Parabasa Miboyalei. It should have said, focus on the house, don't focus on the people, they're nothing, they don't have a weight. You should focus on the house. Hakel Nemonim, it should say Kalabatim Mechesim Bedukim Avosmi Boelei. So the Gemara stops here. So at this stage of this question of the Gemara, we're focusing on the Nemonos and not on the Bedika. So what's that tell us? What's that tell us?
Well, first we're discounting there.
If we are focusing on the Nemonis, we're saying here we can rely on the Aedes, and we're focusing on the Nemonis. So what's that telling us? That's telling us the house doesn't have a presumed check. We can't assume the house has been checked.
Sorry, which place are you at? If you're saying,
we're up to,
if we're saying the houses are all presumed have been served.
But it doesn't say that.
No, if it has said that,
yeah,
then it would be discounting the Aedes.
Right. But since it doesn't say that, it says Hakel Nemonim, so we're saying that it's their Aedus which is doing everything, right? So if we're saying their Aedus, what are we saying? We need their Aedus. Means the house, what do we assume about the house? We can't assume the Baal HaBayit did it. It's only because of the Aedus that we believe. Hakel Nemonim, only because of the Aedus that we believe. Yeah? Elamai. Mishum Atmir Dani. It must be because they said it. Haloi omri hani loi. But had they not said it, they're not. Tifshe mino. So if so, now here we have to go back now. Tifshe mino, we should infer from here, the inches kosi podu. If we're focusing on the fact that we're saying about then emonos, that means we can assume that ein cheskos abodu, that hasn't been checked, right? Tifshim, you know, the ein cheskos abodu. So now we've got a Ryan Paket. We start off with a shayla. Can we assume the house is checked or not? Can we assume the house is checked or not? That was the shayla of the Gemara. Can we assume the Baal HaBayit did it?
Yes.
Originally we thought, we've got a Raya, for the fact that we're relying on these women, these children, there must be. He's a good table. Yeah, originally thought, if we are relying on these women, what must it be telling us?
The house had not been searched by them.
No, originally thought, if we are relying on these women, it can't be we're relying on the women, because they don't have any weight. So why does it work? Because the house has been checked. So originally thought we have a riot and the Baal HaBayit does it. Right. Must be does it. Now we're saying, no, since the Brisa is focusing on the Nemonos, since the Brisa is focusing on Nemonos, means that forget, we need the Nemonos. We need to rely on these women. Why do we need to rely on the women? It must be the house hasn't been checked. So we have an Arai of forget that the house hasn't been checked. Yeah?
They tell you it's been checked.
Then we can. It says we can rely on them. So why do we need to rely on them? Sounds like that without them, we couldn't assume the house has been checked. Right? It's their Eidus which allows it. How can their Eidus help? Or they don't have any weight.
Because
only Drabbanan, yeah. Since only Drabbanan, we can rely on them. But we need to rely on them. Oh, so well, that's the maskana. At the moment, let's say the Eidus is the Balabais did it.
So let's take all of them around.
Yeah, but let's say this story. And they came along and said, we saw the Balabais did it. We believe them. It's because of them we believe them. We believe them.
And we only believe them because
it's Drabbanan. Yeah, we believe them because it's Drabbanan. But we can see if we have to rely on them. Finally, if we have to rely on them, if we have to rely on them, it means that the house on its own, without their speech, what would be the status of the house? It was not checked. So we can again, we can answer our original shaila. The shaila we asked was, can we assume the house was checked or not? Originally we thought we got right that the house was checked, and now we're saying we got right the house wasn't checked. But whatever it is, we've answered the shaila. Well, however you want to look, we've answered the shaila. Either we have arrived, the house was checked, or we have arrived, the house was not checked. So, Tifshim, you know, the Inchis goes about it. Let's infer from it that not, it hasn't been checked.
So, if the owner had told the women or whoever that he had done the bedikah, could they then give eidus that that's what he said?
Mistama. It's not real eidus that you need the, you know, Ava PA doesn't work. It's a Isurim, so Mistama would work. Yeah. Yeah. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you, you've got no proof that in Cheskos Bodok. You call it Cheskos Bodok. The Hocha, but my skin on the Muxig Londoloi Bodok. Here we're talking about the Muxik Lon Deloi Bodok. We know the house wasn't checked. The Ka'omi Hami, and these people came along and said, but Kine, we checked it. They came along and said, we did it. Yeah. Mal the Tamer Loilim Ninu Rabbanon, you might have thought we can't trust them. Kamashalon, Kivan the Bdikas Chometz Midrabbanon, who? Since Bdikas Chometz only Midrabbanon, the Midraise, the Bittel Baal Masagi, because Menatoya, it's sufficient to do Bittel. Sagi, Lei, the Midraise, Bittel Baal Masagi, Lei, Hemnu Rabbanon, Midrabbanon, Chazal, do allow us to rely on these people. This is rabbinic testimony. Yeah? Not from Avodim Tanim, only acceptable by rabbinic law. And here, for rabbinic historian, we rely on their rabbinic laws, their rabbinic testimony. Okay, so let's go over the Shakwatah the Gemara. It's a little bit like a yo-yo. The Gemara the Shaila, can we rely? Can we assume? Can we not assume? Was it checked? Not checked? The Gemara thought, if we're trusting them and they don't have any weight, it must be that we must be assuming the house was checked. Otherwise, why trust them? So Ritzik Gemara says, why are you focusing on their Eidus? Their Eidus is a totally not important point here. The main thing, the Brisa should have said, Kolabatim Mecheskes Bedukin, that all the houses have been checked. So why are you focusing on them? Why are you focusing on their Eidus? Elamai, it must be the other way around. Their house, we've got to assume, is not checked. And we need their Eidus, and their Eidus is what's going to tilt the scales. And Harkel Nemonim, it's because of them. Because of them, we're going to believe them. But then, if so, we've got Raya, the house wasn't checked. We can't assume the house was checked, we need the Eidus. To which the Gemara says, no, it's not right, it's a middle stage. It could be that we can always have to assume the house wasn't checked. It could be we can assume the house was checked. So why do we need the Eidus if we can assume that it was checked? Because this case was a different case. It was a case where the house was known not to have been checked. The Balabais left early in the night, so he wasn't there to check. It was known he wasn't there to check. And they came along and said that we checked it. So in that case, we need the Eidus, because we know the house wasn't checked before. So if we don't know anything, could be either way. Could be we got to take on it wasn't checked. Could be we can take on it was checked. But what happens if we know it wasn't checked? Can we rely on these people? Yes, we can rely on these people. How can? Because they're in trouble.
If the owner didn't search, he didn't do it, the does he have to do
bittul
on the house in that sense?
Yes, the bittul is serving. Yeah.
I thought you said he doesn't do the bittul again. If we're going to rely on the women, we can rely on the women to say they did the bittul, nonetheless, there's comments been found by the sofa. I suppose during Pesach because he's moving in.
I mean, they missed it.
Yeah.
So then you get rid of that chametz, yes, to burn it.
So even though it's not his,
yeah, you mustn't have chametz in it, for sure. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so that's the Gemara. It's a bit tricky, but it's possible to understand.
That's very much like you said, people go to hotels.
People go to hotels.
It's all the cleaning team that did everything they're supposed to do, empty out the fridge.
Yeah, don't assume anything. If you go to a hotel, you should check. Very simply, because even though they're obligated to do it, but they've got hundreds and hundreds of rooms, and you can't assume that they did a good job.
That's very always on the person in the room.
If it's his chametz, if he's rented it now, it becomes his chametz as well. Right. So anyway, he's got chash, might come to eat it. So anyway,
it's got clear.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. We once went years ago. Went with my wife, not for Pesach. I went with my wife to a hotel somewhere up north, and I don't remember which one it was. And we moved the beds, and underneath there were big, big biscuits. Cooking, whatever you call them, Amish.
Yeah.
So it wasn't Pesach. Okay, I wouldn't go to a hotel for Pesach. But they're not going to clean under the beds and things. Yeah, but those type of beds are they're movable. They're not beds. You're right. It's not beds that stay put. They're specially made. They can be moved sometimes. You know.
With,
huh? Nullify. Shabbos. It should be resting. The Torah shouldn't be playing a role. No, it really means it shouldn't be playing a role. It can be there, but it can't be an active member of your household. You've been, as far as you can tell, it's earth. So there's a deer, since it says it should have said Tevaru. It tells us both things as well. But, okay, so that's coming up in the next part of the sugya. Okay, where are we going here from here? Yesterday's Adrashis. So what one on the list was there? Tosis we have to do?
Yeah.
Tosis and Midrashis, and that's after that, isn't it? Yeah, Midrashis, you're quite right. Tosis, Dalet Amud Beis. Tosis the Bemasa Midaraisa. Alamaskim we did yesterday, no? Yeah, those two types we did yesterday, yeah. Midaraisa. Second Tosis on the page, Dalet Amud Beis. See, in Matka, we have a fast pace of Chazal. We have to get through as much as we can. So, not every Tosis, select the Tosis on the sheet. Of course, in your own time, you can do as you like. Midaraisa Bevitel Al Masagi. Oh! So now we're saying the Minat Torah, all you have to do is bittul. So where's this from? Oh, so Mat already pointed out. Let's look at Rashi. The bittul ba'alma is halfway down the page. The bittul ba'alma. You see the first word on the line is bittul. Says Rashi, dechsev tashpisu. The pasuk says tashpisu. Lo yichsev tevau. Doesn't say you have to burn it. Tashpisu means hashpos to the level. Tashpisu is that I'm saying it doesn't play a role. You are a non entity, person, what's the word, non gratis or something like that, a person that's not of any of value. Right. Says Tashbisu, says Rashi, the Torah says Tashbisu, Tashbisu means Belev. Belev, what does it mean, Belev? You move out on it. Right? That's what means Bebitzel Ba'alma. So where's the Mercury in the Torah that you do Bitzel? Says Rashi, a Pasuk in the Torah. So when do you do Bitzel? When do we do Bitzel? Can you do Bitzel after Chatzos?
No.
No, it's not yours anymore, right? So it must be you did Bitzel beforehand. So when the positive says Bitzel, it means that you have to be mevatelit before Chatzos. Right? An interesting point. Remember, we had. Now that we do Chazar, we'll see as we go along, but we had Rashi that seemed to say you're destroying the Chomet. When do you have to destroy the Chomet? In the seventh hour of Matar, right? Right, remember? In the seventh hour. Well, maybe we do it in the sixth hour because we don't make a mistake of an hour, but the Quran, you destroy in the seventh hour. So when it comes to destroying the Chomet, you destroy in the seventh hour. When it comes to Bittul, you're doing Bittul in the sixth hour. That's very not Geschmack. The word, same word Tashbisu, which tells us both destroying and Bittul, has different times. That's not Geschmack. So that's Tasis Kashi here. Pish Bekuntrus, Midrash of Bittul Ba'amasag. Pish Bekuntrus, Midrashiv Tashbisu. Yeah, Rabbi Yaakov, you have it? On the second Tasis on the page. Pish Bekuntrus, Midrashiv. Since it's Tashbisu, Valoyasim Tevau, Alma Hashpos Belev. That's a quote of Rashi. The Koshalari Fektasis, the High Hashposa, Havarhi. The word Hashposa doesn't mean bitter, it means to destroy it. Valoy bitter. Why? How do I know that? How do I know the word Tashbisu means to destroy? Titania Beshmaitzin, it says in the Sugya, which is over here at the bottom, Hey Amad Aleph. We're discussing how do we know that you have to burn chometz? How do we know you mustn't have chometz in your house on Erev Pesach? Maybe only on Pesach. So B'kiva says it's poshut that you're not allowed to have chometz in your house on Erev Pesach. Why? Because it says Haroimet Tashbisu. The Pesach says Tashbisu. Umatzino lahav orashi av melocha. B'kiva says positive Tashbisu, which means to burn it. And burning you can't do on Yom Tov, because it's an Av Melacha. Right? You can't do it on Yom Tov. So it must be, when do you have to burn it, says Reb Kiva? On Erev Yom Tov. So you see, you're not allowed to have chametz in your house on Erev Yom Tov. That's what Reb Kiva said. But what's Tosafot want to prove? The word Tashbisu must mean to burn. Because if it didn't mean to burn, then what's Reb Kiva talking about? Says Tashbisu, and we know that burning the chametz is an av melacha. Well, where does it say in the Torah about burning the chametz? Says Tashbisu. Rashi says Tashbisu means bitul belev. So what's Rabbi Kiva talking about? Yeah, my spirit. Rabbi Kiva is saying from the word Tashbisu, he says it must be that if the Torah says Tashbisu, which means to burn the chametz, it must be you burn the chametz on Erev Pesach. But who said Tashbisu means to burn the chametz? Maybe Tashbisu means to do bittul. Like Rashi is saying. That's the Ram's teretz in the discussion. That's the Ram at the beginning of the Masechta. His teretz in the discussion is that. That means both things. But Tashbisu didn't learn it. Tashbisu understood in Rashi. Rashi said Tashbisu is belev. Hashbosu belev. Maybe it's Hashbosu belev. So it must be. And then it's stuck. Right? That's one kasha that Tashbisu has on Rashi.
But if
according to
Rashi
only
means
Belev,
so then when would Rashi ever have
to burn the chametz? Yeah, maybe only Drabonim. Right? Burning chametz only Drabonim. You've got no reason in our Torah to burn chametz. Okay, that's the first. After the Zman Issa, then you have to burn the chametz. Yeah, then you have to after the Zman Issa, but before the Zman Issa, not. So, Oid, another Kasha. The Tashbisu, Amina Nekamon, Me'acholok, Shomeshei Shoyes Olamana. Tashbisu takes place from the sixth hour and on, meaning from Chatzos and on. Like Rashi said, when you burn the chametz, when you have to destroy chametz, after chatzis. And after that time, you can't do bittul. This is that kasha that I asked you. They come, and it's very difficult to understand. Rashi is saying, you burn your chametz. When do you burn the chametz? After Zman Issah. And mitzad sheni, Rashi is saying, tashbitu means bittul, and bittul can only be done before the Zman of Issah. So it can't be that the same word is referring to two different times. That's the kasha of places on Rashi. Two kashas, yeah? Number one is Rabbi Akiva, clearly, and the tashbitu means beer as well. So that's, the Ran's going to say the text. And the second kasha is, when is the tashbitu taking place? Before chatzos? Like Rashi is saying here? Or after chatzos? Like Rashi says elsewhere. Right, Marie? The Midraisa Bebitzabal Masagi. Says the Ria Chilukunyu. When the Gemara said Midraisa Bebitzabal Masagi, doesn't mean because of bitzel. Doesn't mean because of tashbisu. Because of a different reason. Mitam de ma'acha she bitloi have a hefka. The Yotamishasai. Rashi says the saying, bitzel here in the Gemara means hefka. You did the hefka, once you made the hefka, it's not in your Rishus anymore. Umote. Mitikamina on avatareya shel achirim shel gevoya. We're allowed to see other people's. So therefore, says Tosfos, since you're allowed to see other people's chametz, that's what bitzel means. Bitzel means hefka. Bitzel does not mean any halacha of tashbisu. Tashbisu is after chatzis, not before chatzis. It's after chatzis. So how can you do, what's this gemara, the bitzel, the almasagi? Means hefka. So according to Tosfos, what does tashbisu mean? What's the translation of tashbisu? Burning. When do you burn it? After chatzis. You burn after chatzis. So what does the Gemara mean about that you do bittul? Where's bittul from? Who made up bittul? And the Torah says burning. Who made up bittul? Says Tosfos, because hefka. You can be mafki. You can be mafki your property. If you're mafki your property, it's not yours. If it's not yours, there's no problem having it in your shus. The Torah says you're allowed to see chametz shel achirim. So Mela says this, that's what the Gemara here was. Before Chatzos, obviously. But there's no problem that you're doing that before Chatzos and burning after Chatzos, because not learned out from the same words. Bittul, I'm just now making it mine. Hefka. Hefka is the Stamas Svar, it's not mine. And Shenkein, Tashbisu is the din of burning after Chatzos. Yeah, Yaakov, you follow that? So go to Tashbisu. Tashbisu means to burn. Burning you do after Chatzos. And the Gemara here means being mafke. You're making hefka. Hefka you can do before chatzis. You have to do before chatzis. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that bittul is medin tashbisu, which is before chatzis. If you remember, we had, so again, since we're doing chazor, we're allowed to cheat a little bit. But on daf hey on the base, we had Rashi learned, are you allowed to see chametz of a Jew in your rishus? No, but in Shuras Medayf Rashi, you can't. Are you allowed to see chametz of Hefka in your Rishus?
Yes.
In Shuras that you can't. You're also Medayf in Rashi, you can't. So Rashi can't learn like Tosfos. Tosfos learned that such piece of that bittul here means Hefka. And it doesn't matter because you're not seeing your chametz. And as long as you see other people's chametz, it's okay. It says, but in Shuras Rashi couldn't learn like that. Because Rashi learned that Hefka you're not allowed to have in your Rishus. So bittul can't mean hefka. Bittul must be something else. Who made up anything else? The Torah, tashbisu. So Rashi learned, Rashi Lashitasi there, Hatzalan tashbisu means a type of a lomdus of bittul. And then he left it, says it's kasha. How can it be that bittul is before and biur is after us? He left it, says it's kasha. Say it up.
So for her,
actually,
just means it becomes
worthless
to her. Uh-huh.
But does that include hefker? I realize it's different than hefker. Well, like if it's worthless to dry, someone else just come and pick
it up and take it. Yeah. Yeah.
But the reason why I'm allowed in my house is not because it's
ownerless. It's worthless. Right. So that would include this. It's like, well, it's just another stage, another story. It's my shoe, but it's not mine.
Right.
It's not my shoe, and it's not that care.
Right, right.
Going back to the so who came in on Pesach. So there's comments, but can he make that comment? It is not his hefker.
Oh, it's a very good question, though. That's a very good question. Rishved is asking if somebody, if a seichel comes in and he finds chometz, so he has to do bedikah and bittul, right? But how can he do bittul? It's not his chometz. Yeah, that's the Magen Avraham has that kind of question. Magen Avraham says the person who leaves his house, he's basically rendering everything, all the chometz in their hefker. By leaving the house, he's saying he's not interested in the food that's left there, and therefore the person who says seichel is now really his, and therefore he can do bittul.
So the owner's already made
it hefker. Yeah, made the hefker. So the problem is the seicha who rents it now acquired it. So he has to be matkrit now, and that's a modern problem.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oi, Marie. So that's the teretz of Tosis. Now back to Vaitin Tosis. Hard amrinam ben adorim. Now Tosis got a big problem. Where do you do hefker? Where do you do bittul? You don't do bits in front of three people. There's no dinner, you need to do bits in front of three people. So now, if bittul means you're rendering it worthless, say that. There's no din, you have to render it in front of three people. But if it's within hefka, the owner rendering it ownerless, that's a din, hefka has to be done in front of three people. So how can we do bittul on your own? V'hod aminam ben adorim. Hefka b'tnei shloisha. Midraisin, sorry. That's a din derabbanan, and midraisa don't need it. And therefore, again, since midraisa hefka would be good sufficient, we can rely on these people regarding isturi derabbanan of chiyuv b'tik. It's good? Yeah? It's clear? Very good. Achom? So another question, bittul, you have to hefker, you have to verbalize. And Rashi said at least bittul can be belif. We don't know what Tosis holds, whether bittul has to be b'amir. We don't know what Tosis holds, but Rashi here says hashpas delevu. Yes, it could be again the shitose. It could be Tosis would agree you have to verbalize it. Could be, but at least you don't need in front of three people. Rashi here says hashpas delevu. Since we're doing Chazal, we have to remember these collected items. Rashi here says al shvos delev. Rashi Ahmed Aleph said that 8 lines up. Or 7 lines up. Rashi says, Umash v'leikaf v'oma kol chamir. And he said kol chamir. Right? That's Rashi. Then said, Rashi on vav amid beis. Habaydik Sech Shevatel said that he says it. Rashi Zayin Ahmed Aleph said it's Belev. So there's Rashi's both ways. Right? Two Rashi's says Belev, two Rashi's say you say it. But it's not really a steer, because really it's Belev. The best way to speak out your thoughts is by saying it. But there's no Chiyur who comes to Rashi to say it. Look at that up in the left. Ik is the left. You verbalize your thoughts in order to say what your thoughts are, but you don't really need to say it. That's the chayav of teretz. Okay, we're now up to Dalet Amud Beis, the 2 dots. We're up to 0.5 on the thing already. Fantastic. We're flying here. Right. Yiboyelu. Yiboyelu. Hamaske bayis the chaveri. Becheskes boduk. You were masking it and you paid him assuming the house was checked. And you found it wasn't checked. Mau, what's the din? It does have the status of a mekach tos. Yeah, imagine you go to the hotel and you come there in the morning and the place is filthy, full of chametz.
This is really
where
you
go
share
off
of the
why?
I think back then when people based on call and it was sweet, it wasn't a big deal. I think the fun is that you come to $6,000 for a cult because your wife doesn't want to clean. That's the whole reason of the building. And you come over, I mean, it's too loud because you're happy, you're looking for a better price. So I said, you give me money for a Ferrari and I give you a red Honda. Look, it's an orange, red, it's
right. It's a bit different because it's because of a mitzvah. But I hear your point about somebody who's dafka going to a hotel because he doesn't want to do b'dikas chametz at home, and then she ends up having to do b'dikas chametz in a hotel, I might as well have stayed at home. I hear that point. That might be a good valid. But perhaps the advert is leave the cleaning for us or something like that. Then good. All right, so you have to go to the interior about that. Iboilo, I'm asking by the chavei b'chesed bodok. You rented this house assuming it was checked or motzei shein bodok, and you arrived and you found it wasn't checked. Mao, me have a kemekach tois. To his day, it's like a mekach tois eloi. Toshema, here comes on to the Omar Abaye. By the way, you see from here, Toshema does not mean that I'm going to bring you a Mishnah or a Braisa. Toshema can be just bringing a memra, just bringing a statement of an Amir. Right? Toshema, the Omar Abaye. Abaye was an Amir. Abaye said like this, let me buy it. Ba'asod lo yovi agro. Not only in a place which you don't pay for doing ubodke. A person generally does b'dikas chametz without pay. He does himself. A person's happy to be mekayem the mitzvah with his guf. So that's not mekach tois. El afilo, the asa the yavi agel ubodke, even in a place where it's normal to charge, to pay somebody to do b'dikas chametz. So I'm going to lose money. Yeah, I'm going to be paying a cleaner to do it. It's still a person still happy to be mekayim the mitzvah b'memoine. So I hear your aura, I hear your case might be a different case than normal, but the fact that I rented the deer and I found it wasn't clean, then I have to pay it to clean it, it's not a mekach tois. When we learned in Shir, we had a discussion whether he can claim the money back though. Maybe he'd have to be able to claim his money back.
Maybe not.
But it's not making toys. It's not making toys, but no, I can prove to you that I had to bring a cleaner.
So
it's not making toys. That means I'm happy to fork out the money. It doesn't mean that you don't have to pay me back. We saw discussion about
that. If you're
misrepresenting
yourself, how
does
that make
a choice? This we spoke out at the time. Make a choice is, I remember, maybe we said this example, but we had the Magid Shir in Yeshiva, Manchester. It was a big dayan in Chesh Mishvot. Somebody bought a fridge and it came dented. And he wanted to give it back to him, make a choice. And it's the Magid Shir was saying it's a mistake. Make a choice means, would I not have done this? This transaction, had I known of this situation, had I known that it would have had the dent, would I not have bought the fridge? You would have bought the fridge. You didn't buy the fridge, you got the dent.
For half price. So a lot of people say, who cares? It's a dent. All I have, I will pay money. Right. So other people say, no, I want a perfect fridge, I'm willing to pay more money. So if you're one of those people and you pay more money, it's dented, it's obviously you wouldn't have done it. If you want a dented, you would have done it for half price.
So the fact that people don't buy dented fridges is not a riot, that they wouldn't have bought it had they known it would be indented.
Sure.
Okay, we have a lawyer who can deal with it. But the same is, who are they when you're renting a deer? You want to rent a deer in your shop, let's say. Of course, it'd be nice if it was checked. But that's not the thing that's defining whether or not I would have rented it or not. Of course, I would have preferred it. And I know that it wouldn't have been checked. I would have still gone ahead and done it. Why? Because the fact I have to fork out money to do b'dikas chametz, that person's willing to do it. And in a chami, we've got a case of a person who had two deers, both equal, and he especially wanted that one because of it. Otherwise, he would have got one. Wait, let's try to maybe, yeah, and not have it. But we're not talking about that.
What if you rent a deer without a shekel? And I don't know, what do you find on the shekel? I say, no, that's no. You would have taken the money. You said, no, I would have. Yeah, sure you would. You wanted to rent it. You would say, no, you didn't want to rent it. You wanted to rent it without a shekel. Well, I didn't just want to rent the house. I wanted to rent the house the way it was represented on the brochure, which is not this.
So the question is, as every legal thing, when you're, if it's not represented exactly as it is on the brochure, does that make it a mekach tois? No, what's the law? If let's say instead it's got four windows and it's three windows, does that make a tois?
No,
court said she wasn't allowed to get any money back because she would have paid the same amount of money for a house, and swimming pool.
There is the precedent in English law and other law as well, and halachic law as well. Not everything that's written is the thing about the dira. So if I'm advertising a dira with a clean house, that clean house is like a total thing to try and, you know, a carrot to get you to do it. But that's not, you know yourself, when you rented that deer, that wasn't the thing that made you buy that deer. So it could be your body dating, it's a god. Because most people wouldn't be. So it's known that writing a house clean is just a way to encourage you. It's not the thing.
It means something, one particular and essential term of the contract.
Further. You stress that, yeah, rather. Yeah, yeah. So that's the. It doesn't say it, actually, he said, you know, I guarantee you, and I want Dafka has to clean. So it was Chesed's motto, that's what it was written. I'm taking and assume that it was checked. But, yeah, of course, each Indian maybe could be different. But the general case, that's what it is. General case, the reason why a person rents a deer is not because he wants it, Dafka, a clean one. That's not the reason why he's renting it. But rather because he wants to be. In wherever he wants to be. That's not.
You take to pay for the
everyone's
trusted. It's not really enough, because the halacha is you can get them back from you afterwards. You can charge you. You can charge you for them. So obviously, when that is, so you can charge you for them. So, okay, so that's that.
Yes,
you
take
your mezuzahs
off,
but
you
want
to put on the
mezuzahs to be coming out. Everybody does. Not allowed. No. He said, keep it on until when you come, you put on the mezuzahs, and then give the other ones back. So, but that's really not really true. Okay, so that's where we got up to the end of where we're meant to go up to. There's the. One thing we do, Rashi, did we miss out? No. We didn't do Rashi. Hey, Rashi, we have a mech of toys. Halfway down the page, exactly halfway down the page. If the Seichel wants to actually now renege from the agreement, halfway down the page, mi have mi have make a choice. If the Seichel lacks the boy, ali lo yisof. V'loy meloy kach sechauti. I didn't rent it. Main tonight shalonu kayim. When our agreement isn't anymore valid, ma'u lachzer can be choizer. So he said, when you don't pay money to other people, you do it yourself. Every person checks themselves. You can't say it's a mekach tois. And they know it wasn't checked. I wouldn't have rented it. The vada in yichalei nes the mevid mitzvah begufi. A person's happy to spend the mitzvah begufi. We now have a yodet loybodik. Even had he known it wasn't shek loy minicha bekar, he wouldn't have left that apartment alone. And I feel about so. Then he go call bnei ir. The old people generally have a custom lisko boitkin call ish bevesa to rent. To hire people to check in their houses. Dick ash the chester and kiss. Avilachi, I yoda be etzmoyo. The loy bodik, had he known yesterday, it wasn't checked. Loy avahoda be, he would not have reneged from this agreement. The nichele lenish to fork out the money. For I do call the base, why is he now saying it? Why is he making a big fuss? Mishum milsa chiti, because of another case. That's because something else is bothering him. He found a nice idea, and that's why he's complaining. But he's trying to blame on them, but we know that's not the real reason, and therefore that's not counted. Right? So very good, that's where we're going to stop today. It could be that tomorrow we'll do a bit of next week then. We're already a little bit ahead of the game. So, fine.